Opposition to the Trump administration and its policies can be seen in protests, town hall meetings, and of course, on social media. Some are even wearing their opposition to the president on their sleeves, literally. Anti-Trump merch is hot right now. At least that's the story at one Pittsburgh t-shirt company. It's been flooded with orders for designs opposing Donald Trump's policies, including those on climate change. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has more.
Inside an industrial building in Pittsburgh, Jay Finelli stands next to a big wheel-like structure, stamping a red, white, and blue pattern onto gray t-shirts.
This t-shirt that's coming off the line right here says, "Thanks, Obama, we mean it."
We're on the floor at Clockwise Printing, a few feet down a hallway from Finelli's t-shirt company, Cotton Bureau. Finelli, shaved head, beard, glasses, black hoodie, is a self-described liberal. His company has been printing more and more political t-shirts lately, like these Thanks Obama t-shirts, which were designed by a Pittsburgh artist.
People on the other side of the political spectrum used, you know, Thanks Obama as an insult. And I think we've seen a couple people use Cotton Bureau t-shirts to try to take it back and, you know, and mean it sincerely.
The company wasn't always this political. Finelli and his partners founded Cotton Bureau almost 4 years ago as a way to make and sell t-shirts for designers and illustrators. Often the shirts are sold to raise money for charities like medical research or promoting STEM education. But that all changed in November.
The election changed. I think we're in a different position now as a company.
Finelli and co-founder Nate Paredik decided to focus on making t-shirts opposing Trump, not necessarily for his policies, but for what Finelli calls the erosion of democratic norms, like the potential conflicts of interest posed by the president's business ties.
You know, we didn't come out as a company in favor of Hillary Clinton. We're coming out as a company against Donald Trump.
After the inauguration, someone from the Rogue NASA Twitter account got in touch with them. Rogue NASA is one of the many alternative government Twitter accounts created to oppose the administration. It's tweeted often about climate change, which Trump has called a hoax. Their contact at Rogue NASA wanted a t-shirt to sell for charity. The logo Finelli helped design uses NASA's simple blue circle with white stars and a red arrow, and the word Rogue on it. It went for sale on Cotton Bureau's website. Then all hell broke loose.
When it went live, it crashed our site. We'd never had that happen before.
Other anti-Trump designs did well, too, including a t-shirt with the word resist emblazoned on the hat of a creature that looks an awful lot like Smokey the Bear.
The bear is, I would say he's angry, maybe a little judgmental. He's sort of looking over the brim of his hat.
All this means a lot of work for Finelli and his small crew. How much work?
The most we've ever packed in a short period of time is something like 15,000 t-shirts, and it's going to be like 50,000 over the next, 3-4 weeks.
In Cotton Bureau's small warehouse space next to the printing press, Joel Paredik sorts through a pile of packaged Smokey shirts, ready to ship to various places.
This one's going to Fairfield, Ohio, and the next one's going to Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, I mean, we get all over the place. We get a lot of Asian countries. I mean, we ship to every continent pretty much, so that's pretty far away, you know.
Finelli says it's not surprising that t-shirts referencing agencies that study science and promote conservation have sold well.
You know, science and environmentalism have been under attack, I think, by the right for a very long time. And I don't think it's any coincidence that these two shirts, you know, have become lightning rods for that kind of activism.
In any other election, he says, the company probably would have tried to stay in the middle. But with this president, Finelli says he isn't sure there is a middle ground. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.